Hi everyone, and a warm, warm welcome to yet another episode of the show. If you're listening to the sound of my voice, well, my name is Irike Tumafevo and this is the Mental Health Podcast. Now, you all know that the Mental Health Podcast was created out of the depth of my heart to show up, speak up, and be boldly honest about my beliefs and magic, and also to create even more awareness on mental health and mental health challenges. So any episode reach your heart or leave a spark within, leave a review as always and share with your friends so the podcast can reach more people and create even more heartfelt sparks. And I believe in synchronicity and not coincidence. So if you find yourself listening to any episode, just know that there is a special jewel for you in here. So sit back as we dive right into today's conversation. Thank you so much, everyone, for sticking around. Well, you're listening to the Mental Health Podcast, and I am your host, Irike Tumafevo. So on our last podcast episode, we talked about something, right, which is the importance of letting go. And to my greatest joy, a lot of people actually found the episode relatable. Now, it made me feel so good about myself because for the first time in a long time, this was me speaking from my heart, right? And it wasn't something that I was reading a script, because it was unedited, just exactly how I was feeling. No cut clips, no, oh, this doesn't sound right, let me redo it again. 12 minutes of me pouring my heart, and it made me feel so great. And I'm so glad that you got to find the episode relatable. And moving forward, I want to create episodes that will not just resonate with you but also help you live a better life, and I'm looking forward to creating more valuable episodes. So on today's episode, we're going to be talking about something that frankly we all go through, but it is ever really talked about enough. And this episode was inspired by a conversation that I had with a friend of mine. So I thought of talking about it, which is loss. You know, we know that loss is one of those universal experiences that somehow, in the midst of everything, it makes us feel alone. It's strange, right? Because whether you're saying goodbye to someone you love, or watching a chapter in your life close, or facing a challenge that you never saw coming, the impact affects us in every part of our existence. It challenges us. It reshapes us, and sometimes it even makes us feel like it's redefining us. I've experienced loss, and I know what it feels like to lose a loved one. But here's the thing about loss, right? It also unites us. It's a reminder that deep down, we are all made of the same stuff. We love, we lose, and we carry on. Each of us has our own scar and our own unique story, and it's through sharing these stories that we find comfort, we find strength, and even a bit of healing. So in this episode, we're going to do just that. We're going to dive into the messy, we're going to dive into the painful, and ultimately the beautiful process of navigating life after loss. Now, I'll be sharing my story, and together we will find our way through the fog of grief towards a place of healing and hope, because at the end of the day, that's what we are all seeking, right? A little bit of light in the darkness, a sense of understanding in the midst of chaos, and the knowledge that no matter what we are going through, we're not going through this alone. So come with an open mind as we talk about our experiences, as we shed light towards what life feels like after loss and how we can ultimately feel even better. So come with an open mind, and don't forget to leave your reviews. I always look forward to seeing your reviews. If you're a Spotify user, you make use of the Q&A section, because this way it helps us know how we can ultimately help you and also make the episodes even better. So sit back as we dive right into the main conversation. Thank you so much for sticking around. So, when we talk about grief, right? Grief to me is a complex and deeply personal experience. Meaning, what I mean by deeply personal is that no two people can grieve the same way. So, it affects us all at some point in our lives because people would die. We would not all live forever. So it is important that we understand that grief is not a linear process with distinct stages. Rather, it is a unique journey for each individual. Sometime last month, I lost a patient and I cried in my heart because a few hours to her demise, I was just staring at her from where I was seated and I said a silent prayer because I've known that lady for quite some time. She's a frequent customer to the hospital. In my heart, because she was already unconscious, in my heart I said a little prayer. God, if your healing is not forthcoming, just let this woman rest, because she was in so much pain. Her husband has spent so much money bringing her to the hospital, always making sure that she has all the necessities, blood, everything, paying for oxygen, you know. So I felt so bad because I really admired them as a couple. Seeing how the man cares for his wife, it was so beautiful, because not a lot of husbands would want to stay with their wives at the hospital. So it was such an emotional moment for me. And I think later hours of midnight, she died. And when I heard, I cried. I tried as much as possible not to cry in front of the patient, but it made me so emotional because I mean, how, as a healthcare professional, how I don't know about other people, but in as much as I think that's like the hardest part of the job, right? Losing a patient, especially if you've developed some level of connection with them. But then when we are being taught not to, you know, show so much emotions, because how many patients would you actually cry for? But then I feel it's the empathy and the compassion that we show that makes the job less overwhelming. For me though, I don't know of any other person, but for me, right? So there are different stages of grief. You have denial, you have anger, you have bargaining, you have depression, and ultimately you have acceptance. So it is very important that you allow yourself to feel these emotions freely and don't try and suppress them, because the more you suppress these feelings, the more it's going to prolong the healing process. So seek support from your friends, seek support from your family, or a therapist can be very beneficial when you are going through this phase. And like I said, remember that grief is a personal journey, and there's no right way or there's no wrong way to grief. So you don't let people tell you how best to grieve. Grieve the best way you know how. Now, loss comes in many forms, and each person's experience is unique, like I have been emphasizing. It is through these stories that we find connection and understanding. So today I'm going to share a very personal story with you all. A few years ago, in 2019, I experienced a significant loss in my life. It wasn't unexpected, it's just I did not expect it was going to come so soon, but it was deeply painful. And in the days and weeks that followed, I felt a rage of emotions. I was shocked, I was in disbelief, I was angry, and I was so sad. It was such a challenging moment for me, and I didn't know I would even make it through. So I lost my granddad, and I was very close to my grandparents because I lived with them basically all my life. So, and when my granddad was sick, I was always there, I was always in his room because I was tired of calling. He was always calling me favor, and I was so tired of standing up from the parlor. I just started sleeping with him sometimes in the afternoon. I'll just be there, we'll be there, we'll gist, and I'll feel better, you know. to. So he was rushed to the hospital, and he was there for a few weeks. So the only time I got to visit him, because I was in school, I came to visit him, and from the staircase, from the stairs, because his room was upstairs, from the stairs I could hear my granddad's voice. I could hear him scream my name, Favor, Favor. He was unconscious, but he could scream my name. I was going upstairs, I saw some of the nurses there, and she was like, oh, are you Mr. Matthew's granddaughter? And I was like, yes, it's my granddaughter. I was like, oh, your granddad loves you so much, because I was the only person he was screaming. And I got there, I was so confused, like, Grandpa, what do you want me to do for you? Do you want me to turn your leg for you? Do you want me to raise your leg? Like, what do you want me to do? Like, for the first time in my life, I did not know what to do at that point in time to relieve his pain. I cried. Seeing my grandpa in that situation made me feel so bad. I cried. He died the next day, and when I heard about it, I just went to his room and I locked the door, and I came out later and I saw that the house was filled with people. In my head, I'm like, who are these hypocrites? What are you doing here? When he was alive, how many times did you visit him in the house? So why are you coming here to share your crocodile tears? If not that, people around me knew that I was going through I was grieving, so they didn't take most of the things I said to heart. I said a lot of horrible things to people, because I'm like, see, in my head, like, who is this one? I beg, carry your crocodile tears for me. Why are you crying? Did you know him before? You know that kind of feeling. So it was really challenging, and then I was in denial for six months, even after the burial. I think it was during the burial that I now came to conclusion that my granddad has died, when I saw his corpse. Ah, that was like the first time I was seeing a dead body. I cried. I fainted. You know, it was so sad. It was really sad for me. But it took me quite some time to heal, because when I was now going through life, you know, I now miss the times that he was here, because he's somebody that I could have easily called, oh, grandpa, I need money, I'm broke, and your granddaughter is broke, and he'd be like, ah, okay, I'm sending this person to bring money for you. I was literally his baby girl. So life was so easy when my granddad was alive. So him, when he died, it just felt like I was all alone. But as time passed, I began to find healing in unexpected places. It prompted me to start the mental health podcast. You know, I found comfort and support in my friends, in my family, and I discovered a strength that I never knew I had. Right? So it was through my own journey of loss and healing that I learned that grief is not something to be feared or avoided. It is a natural part of life and can be a powerful catalyst for growth and transformation. So I share this story with you not to dwell on the pain of loss, but to celebrate the resilience of the human spirit. We all experience loss in our lives, but it is how we choose to respond to the loss that defines who we are. So we're going to talk about strategies for healing, right? And what particularly helped me through my journey. And I want you to know that when we navigate loss, life after loss, it requires lots of patience. It requires self-compassion. And most importantly, support. It requires a lot of support. What you tell somebody during their first few days of grief, it really matters a lot. Now, when my patient died, I wanted to speak to him immediately, but I immediately saw his body reaction that he doesn't want to be told sorry at that point in time. So I gave him space until later hours of morning, and I went to meet him and I spoke to him, and I am very sure that if he had any form of suicidal thoughts, he would not even do it anymore. Right? So it is very important that you honor your feelings. Allow yourself to feel whatever emotions arise without judgment. Don't say, oh, because I'm a man, I'm not supposed to cry. You know, men are allowed to express themselves. Don't say that crying would make you seem like a weak person. You know, your feelings are valid and it's okay to grieve in your own way and at your own space. Just because other people, they've stopped crying over that loss, doesn't mean you should stop crying too. If you're not ready to stop crying, cry until you feel comfortable. Let those negative emotions out. And another important thing is that seek support, right? Reach out to friends, have family around, or even a therapist who can offer listening ear and understanding. And I mean, sharing your thoughts and feelings can help lighten the emotional burden. You know, even if it means to scream, you're free to do what you want to do. Another important thing is self-care. A lot of people, when they are grieving, they forget to even have their bath. They forget to, they don't eat well anymore, they don't exercise. So it is important that you take care of yourself by eating well and exercising. Get enough rest and sleep. You know, do activities that would bring you comfort and joy. Another thing is expressing yourself. Find creative way to express your emotions. It could be starting a podcast like I did, right? It could be writing a song. It could be drawing. You know, just look for something that you can express your feelings through and help you process your grief. Then another important thing is connecting with other people, right? So you could decide to, you know, set up a round table with your family and share stories, share memories, your favorite memories about your loved one. You know, share something you loved about them with your family or even with other people that don't know them. Connecting with other people who are also grieving can actually help us feel less alone, because it makes us feel like, okay, this person is also feeling the same thing that I'm feeling, so they'll be able to relate more with you. Another important thing is finding meaning. Look for ways to find meaning in your loss. If, let's say for example, your loved one died of cancer, you could decide to start up a cancer foundation. You know, you could decide to start up a foundation or donate something in their name. It could be you could start volunteering for a cause. You know, you could start up a new hobby. Find ways to carry your loved one's legacy in all that you do. Make their life or make their name more meaningful. You know, carry on their legacy. Like for me, like I said, I started the podcast, I got to understand mental health on a grander scale when I lost my granddad. So it prompted me to start up the mental health podcast on a larger audience and on a larger form. So yes, find meaning in all that you do. Find meaning. Another important thing is seek professional help. You know, if you feel like your emotions are too overwhelming and you cannot control them, consider seeking help from a grief counselor or a therapist who specializes in grief. They can actually provide you with tools and support that will help you navigate through your grief. I want to talk about something meaningful, and which is finding new meaning. You know, one of the most profound aspects of life after loss is the opportunity for growth and transformation. And why this loss can be very devastating, it can also be a catalyst for positive change. So as you journey through your grief, you may find out that your loss has opened new doors and presented new opportunities for you to explore. Mental health, for example, opened a vista of endless possibilities and opportunities, right? And I got to use my platform to help other people. And by doing so, you may actually discover strength and resilience within yourself that you never knew existed. It's very easy to talk about or to advocate for something you find relatable, right? So more people will be touched by your stories, and you might potentially be helping somebody too. So, finding meaning in life after loss is not about forgetting or moving on from the past. It's about honoring your loved one's memory by living your own life to the fullest. It's about finding purpose and joy in the midst of that pain. And it's also about embracing the future with hope and optimism. Your loved one would potentially want to see you happier. They would want you to live your life to the fullest. And one thing I find comfort is that I know my granddad is in heaven watching me, and I know that he's my guardian angel. So live your life to the full,
right? So they would want you to live your life to the very fullest. And the most important thing is that you honor their memory, right? So in conclusion, I want to take a moment to remind you that your feelings are valid, right? It's okay to feel whatever you are feeling. Grief is a natural response to loss, and there's no right way or wrong way to grief. I hope that today's episode has provided you with some comfort and guidance as you navigate your own journey of life after loss. And remember that you are not alone. There are people who care about you and who are here to support you. And I want you to take care of yourself and be kinder to yourself, and know that healing is possible. Thank you so much, everyone, for joining me today. Until next time, take care. Don't forget, I love you, but God loves you more.